Welcome to the Azure for Industry podcast. We're your hosts, David Starr and Paul Marr. In this podcast, you hear from thought leaders across various industries discussing technology trends and innovation, sharing how Azure is helping transform business. You'll also hear directly from Microsoft thought leaders on how our products and services are meeting industry's continually evolving needs. Welcome back to our two-part episode on Microsoft for Healthcare. I want to re-welcome our guests, Gareth Hall, John Doyle, David Holding, and of course, my co-host, Paul Marr. Without further ado, let's get back to the discussion.
Just kind of carrying on with the dialogue. So, you know, it's great to hear about what's been happening and how quick, you know, sort of that we've reacted to as a company. And of course, that just generally out there within the industry reacted to our current situation. So now let's switch to forward looking. You know, I'm kind of curious to get your perspectives on from a Microsoft perspective, but also from the industry. What does the, you know, sort of the next 3-6 months look like? You know, what are you focusing on? What are you seeing as kind of key priorities within the industry and how we can help? And that's to the three of you. Maybe we just carry on. So Gareth, maybe you could kick things off.
Yep. And it's a really important question. And it's the trends we're seeing are customers are saying, how do I connect my data sets together so that I can continue to do my day job and prepare for any of the crisis going forward? How do I continue to accelerate the concept of both virtually connected employees and virtual visits for patients and virtual care? And then how can I use analytics on top of all of my data sets to drive operational and clinical outcome and improvements for my organization? So we're seeing the customers kind of spending more and more time thinking about, to your point, Paul, the next steps in their evolution and recognizing that the world has changed and that we've seen more transformation in the industry in the last month or 6 weeks than we've seen in, frankly, in years. That you've got to find the positives and the silver lining in every cloud, to use the pun. And we're really seeing that. We're seeing massive, massive adoption and interest in virtual health and telehealth. So that is a prime focus for us with both our customers and our partners. How can we help the world scale its telehealth, not just for COVID, but for all of the other use cases where we know telehealth can absolutely drive significant both cost reductions and continue to drive great patient outcomes. So telehealth is one, helping our customers connect their data sets together using both Azure and things like the Power Platform and from Microsoft as a platform and then a capability to accelerate that, bringing data in using the API for FHIR, which lets us relatively simply and much more quickly bringing standards-based data than the industry's ever been able to do before. And then democratizing the ability for our non-technical members of our customers to start to use that data for interesting things. Wouldn't it be great to run your own analytics to understand your own by-practitioner readmission risk and all of the things that healthcare has been trying to do for years and years and years, taking advantage of the fact that the world has changed and that everyone has recognized how important that data is and how important that technology can be to cope with both crises and with normal day jobs, and just really doubling down on all the core focus areas we've talked about for years and years and years, but grasping the opportunity to take that accelerated transformation and help our customers and partners deliver on that acceleration that we've seen over the last few months.
Just to add on to Gareth's comments there, I think one of the things that we're starting to see now is as organizations have sort of starting to regain control, it's really the understanding what the depth of that disruption has been for that customer, for that industry, and then for how long will that disruption happen for, and how do they start to transition into what comes next, and then what does the shape of what comes next look like? You know, is it an immediate return to work for, you know, different industries? And what impact does that now place back on the healthcare industry? You know, and I like to think about this concept of waves. So, you know, we're currently dealing with wave one, the impact of COVID-19. But what do the following waves have, both in terms of opportunities and issues? So, you know, everybody is critically aware of the economic impact of COVID-19 for not just the healthcare industry, industry, but for the global economic position around the world. How do we help drive business sustainability moving forward? And critically important to that is the healthcare industry's sustainability. And as organizations return to work, how do we help them prepare, you know, for their employees to return to work in a safe way? You know, to David's point earlier, how do we, for example, stand up thermal cameras in the reception of an office building to allow people to effectively be identified as potential risks for other people in that facility? And then how do we help them through a triage process to go back to work? And then how do we help with solutions and scenarios? To Gareth's point around, there are really good use cases for virtual health that are broader than what the pandemic is currently using those services for. How do we think about those, and how do we help them transition into a commercial model for those services to enable them to drive that business sustainability? So I think there's a whole series of things that we could and should be doing. And it's great to see, you know, Microsoft, our partners, and industries come together to solve these problems, because it's a collective problem that we're trying to solve for. And I think it's really important that we do this together, we collaborate openly.
Yeah, excellent points from Gareth and John. Completely agree. And, you know, I think we all agree in general that, you know, healthcare is under huge pressure to innovate and transform. I think this was true before COVID-19, but COVID-19 is really revealing several areas where there's dire need for healthcare to improve, whether it's accelerating the provisioning of testing, vaccines, therapeutics, medical equipment, including ventilators, PPEs, and so forth. And so our sort of true north is a quadruple aims, right? Reducing healthcare costs, improving patient outcomes, improving engagement and experiences of patients. You know, we talked, I think, John, you mentioned about the healthcare chatbot, wonderful tool to engage, you know, 24/7, 365, multiple language, multiple modalities, whether it's verbal, whether it's text, and so forth, but many different tools that can be used. Improving the experiences of healthcare professionals, I think, is often mentioned last, but we need to be particularly focused on that as our healthcare professionals take on the brunt of the workload. And, you know, they're exposed to COVID-19 directly and the emotional toll that it takes working with these patients. So helping them to empower them and so they can do their job better, more effectively, and avoid burnout should be key. And, you know, Microsoft, in summary, is really here to help with the platforms, tools, and partnership. And it's about enablement and empowering our key healthcare partners and the healthcare industry. And there's really a few categories of healthcare partners we're particularly interested in partnering with going forward around COVID-19 and beyond. You know, health cloud enablement to help healthcare organizations get to a yes decision to use cloud or expand use of cloud. These are the partners that help overcome concerns around security, compliance, reliability, migration, cost, etc. Then there's the landing of the data and the workloads in the cloud. There's data management. So a ton of data being generated out of COVID-19. How are we going to back that up and, you know, do backup and restore, archiving and storage, business continuity, disaster recovery? There's the record management systems, right? There's a tsunami of data coming in from COVID-19 and beyond, managing those records, you know, in the cloud, partners that can enable that with EHRs, EMRs, payer systems, et cetera, particularly interested in those kinds of healthcare partners. And last but not least, the intelligent health subcategory of healthcare partners that we're looking to collaborate with. These are the ones that can take that data and generate, using tools like AI and machine learning, generate actionable insights near real time to empower healthcare professionals to make better decisions to, again, you know, improve the healthcare patient outcomes, reduce the healthcare costs, improve engagement and experience of patients and healthcare professionals. So ton of opportunity for us to play a role, a key role to empower our healthcare partners and empower the healthcare industry to do more.
And now let's take a moment out to listen to this very important message.
Did you know the Microsoft Commercial Marketplace allows you to find and purchase leading Microsoft certified solutions from Microsoft partners? The Microsoft Commercial Marketplace includes Microsoft AppSource and Azure Marketplace. Each storefront serves unique customer requirements and different target audiences, so publishers can ensure solutions are available to the right customers. For applications that integrate with Microsoft 365 products, visit appsource.microsoft.com. Get solutions tailored to your industry that work with the products you already use. For B2B Azure-based solutions, visit azuremarketplace.microsoft.com. Here you can discover, try, and deploy the cloud software solutions you want.
So David pulled out a couple of really interesting technologies like telehealth, telemedicine, patient monitoring. All of these things are new and emerging, if you will. Although they've been around for a while, the technologies behind them are new and emerging. I wanted to ask a pointedly technology-focused question about artificial intelligence for healthcare and what's being done with that, particularly under the context of COVID-19, but more generally even, what role is AI playing for healthcare organizations?
AI and machine learning, I see those as key sort of tools in the intelligent health category. And they're really taking the data, the baseline data, the records, they're yielding the actionable insights which are empowering the healthcare professionals to make better decisions. And there's really two key buckets I see. One is better decisions about sort of operations. So one thing that's really important in healthcare settings like hospitals is making sure they have the right level of staff, making sure they have the right level of equipment and PPEs and so forth. And AI can really play a key role in helping to predict how many staff are we going to need at a point in time? How many ventilators are we going to need? And there's healthcare partner solutions that do exactly that. The second category of AI and machine learning can be the whole diagnostics and maybe triage, looking at x-rays of lungs, for example, being able to identify anomalies in there, in the past, tumors and so forth, but, COVID-19. So again, helping the healthcare professionals with insights from the AI, from the machine learning to help them identify things that, they may otherwise have missed just because they're working on so many different patients. They're under such load right now. So AI and machine learning can really be a tool to empower them.
I'm going to jump in on a couple of words David used there. Exactly right. In healthcare in particular, AI machine learning is how can we use technology to assist and help clinicians that are key and critical to the care process. So is there things we can do with technology to get rid of some of the stuff they shouldn't be wasting their time doing? Can we get them to decisions quicker? It's always going to be their decision. The use cases that David talked about, both COVID and non-COVID, it's always going to be a clinical decision at the end point. But there is so much work that technology can do to get them there more quickly and to reduce the amount of information overload, for example, and simplify and get them to be able to make that decision, that clinical decision, really quickly. So it's really important that we, as a technology company, and we absolutely recognize this, recognize that our artificial intelligence, machine learning technologies are augmentative for healthcare organizations in particular, and are ethical as well. And so we're very proud of the fact that pretty much any work that Microsoft does around AI and machine learning is reviewed by a very, very rigorous ethics approach, particularly in healthcare, as you might imagine, where we make sure that technologies are being used for appropriate use cases and are being used for the good of society and the good of the industry. And we stand behind that. And I think at times like this, it's really important that the organizations you work with have a set of values that you can trust. And again, as a healthcare guy through and through, I can stand behind Microsoft's values, ethics, and approaches in the healthcare industry with confidence. And I need to do that for my job, frankly, and to keep me happy in my role. And I couldn't do it if I didn't trust it. And I see on the inside, we are absolutely committed to that ethical use of those technologies and the approach of making sure that they are valuable and helpful for our customers.
Yeah, and I would just add that, from a technology perspective, artificial intelligence and machine learning is being infused into everything that we do. All the products and services that Microsoft have are effectively powered by machine learning and artificial intelligence. Even if you're using Word or PowerPoint, you can see AI in everyday use. And I think what we're starting to see in healthcare is, though, even though AI is early in the journey and a lot of customers are early in their journey, we're starting to see more and more customers look towards machine learning and artificial intelligence to effectively streamline or accelerate or empower people to do things differently. And I think that, to Gareth's point, that the work that we're doing to ensure that's done responsibly, ethically, we've actually also recently stood up a AI for healthcare initiative to effectively empower collaboratives around the world to develop solutions to empower people to improve the lives of people and communities around the world. And I think it's really important that, to our earlier point, that we need to do this in a very collaborative way, a very open and transparent way, But even going back to David's point, so there are lots of really good solutions out there today where our partners have built specific models, specific AI engines to help our healthcare organizations. And I think at this time, when you know everybody's concerned with responding to the crisis, I think we need to have a mechanism to bring those partners front and center. And David mentioned, you know, the marketplace and the ability to search the marketplace for COVID-19 solutions. And a lot of those solutions are powered by machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Some fantastic discussion here, everyone. As we kind of come to the close of the podcast, you know, as we think about sort of our audience, you know, our Microsoft customers and partners, in our current, you know, interesting and changing times, maybe, you know, we'll just go around with each of you, perhaps provide some closing remarks that you'd like to share with the listeners. Gareth, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll jump in first. And it struck me in the middle of this thing. Think about what the world would have been like 10 or 15 years ago if we tried to do this without this kind of massive compute and cloud power and scale. Scaling teams up to million or a communication technology, teams didn't exist at that point, but some sort of communication technology that lets clinicians talk to each other and drive virtual visits, scaling that up to millions and millions of users in a matter of a few weeks. Imagine if every single one of our customers had to go and buy servers and procure and install and run all that. Just think about the difference, and that we live now in a world where the cloud can scale really, really quickly. That makes so much sense to me as a healthcare guy and as a technology guy. I think we should recognize not only the impact that the cloud has had on helping the world cope with today's crisis and challenges, but also, hang on, it can also help us cope with business as usual as we get back to this new normal. Let's think about not rolling everything back. Let's think about taking advantage of those paradigm shifts and helping them drive the future of health together, not just today's crisis management.
Thank you, Gareth. And just to build on that, really, the way I'd like to think about this, you sort of in a sort of closing comment perspective, is that the sort of three areas that we are really focused on right now. The first is, you know, how do we help our customers navigate the now in terms of responding to the crisis? And there are resources that you'll find at the in the description of this podcast that talk about some of the solutions and some of the partners. The second piece then is to think about how do we help to think about people returning to work. How do we help organizations to plan for that comeback and be prepared to manage that? And again, there'll be some additional resources for those. And then the third piece, and I think it's really important as business leaders in health, we need to think about what the future is going to look like. So how do we shape that? How do we think about that in the context of the new world of work? And Gareth and David and Paul have all talked about different areas. And I think it's really important that we start to now think about more strategically planning for those activities to enable us to drive business sustainability moving forward.
Yeah, again, several excellent points. And I think in closing, you know, incredible opportunity for partnership and collaboration to rise to the challenge of COVID-19 and other healthcare challenges beyond. And so if you are a healthcare partner interested in collaborating with us around our platforms like Azure, our tools like the healthcare bot, and, you know, partnership with Microsoft, go-to-market partnership, please do reach out to us. You can find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and David, maybe we can include some links in the text associated with the podcast. With that, thanks very much. David, back to you.
You bet we can. And we have some things already that we'll include for Microsoft for healthcare in general. I'll ask both Gareth and John, are there any other things, are there any things that you would like specifically to call out so that people can learn more about your work? Is there a place where people can go to learn more about Microsoft for healthcare?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Microsoft.com/health. We keep it nice and simple. And that gives you all of kind of the resources that we've talked about, or many of the resources. And then I think, as both John and Dave mentioned earlier, there is attached to this podcast, we will add in the specifics of links of things we've talked about specifically.
Perfect. Yeah, and I think that my last comment really would be to sort of make a heartfelt thanks to those people that are working in the industry right now, those first responders, nurses, doctors, care workers, support staff, those organizations that are first responders to the first responders, and really all of those organizations that are coming together to effectively make a difference. So from me, and I'm sure from Microsoft and the team, we're really grateful for those people, and we are here to support where we can.
Couldn't agree more, John. Beautifully said. Absolutely. Thank you.
Totally agree. Thank you, John.
David, thanks. John, Gareth, thank you also very much for joining Paul and I on the episode today.
Thank you. Good to speak to you all.
Thank you to all of our guests for our first two-part show. You'll find lots of links and more information in the show notes, including our guests' LinkedIn profiles, so you can follow them on social media. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Azure for Industry podcast, the show that explores how industry experts are transforming our world with Azure. For show topic recommendations or other feedback, reach out to us at industrypodcast@microsoft.com.